Let's do one more, then we're going to take a break. This one is Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Let's see. Miss Johnson is a, she was born 5535. She was seen 86, 1700. Her face-to-face evaluation on Cosby Street. This 89-year-old woman lives with her family. The family suffers from end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. They tell me that she's been very aggressive. She's had a horrible time with the latest hurricane that went through Houston. She's not eating. She's has become abusive even to grandchildren from time to time, where she used to be quite nice and quite loving. We believe that this is the stress of the hurricane and what she went through. They were without power for over a week. Her O2 saturation still remains in the high 80s. She requires O2 at all times, ADL dependency. Increased confusion, much decreased mentation. I agree with the KPS score of 30%. Overall prognosis is quite poor, especially finding given the current findings. She refuses to eat most of the time. When she eats, she has coughing bouts consistent with the end-stage dementia and aspiration, period. She also has hypertension and atherosclerotic heart disease and a history of angina. Patient's main caregiver in the family is Natalia, N-A-T-A-L-Y-A, who I've spoken to at length in the past and today regarding her condition. I assured her that the decreased appetite, weight loss, bowel and bladder incontinency, and changing mental status is consistent with someone dying of Alzheimer's dementia, and it's all unavoidable, and there's no medication or other modalities that can be used to help reduce these symptoms, and we must keep patients as comfortable as possible at this time. Thank you.